Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, you fucking bitches. Sit the fuck down and shut up. We've got to get this fucking show on the fucking road, you fuckwits.
I just wanna. Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world.
Just wanna do something special for all the ladies in the world. Is that possible? And the girl, but don't forget them girls.
Hermaphrodite, lady man, ladies. You're sexy lady bits, and you're sexy man bits too. Even you must be into you.
Ooh, ooh, all the ladies in the world, I wanna get next to you, show you some gratitude. I'm making love to you.
It's the least we can do.
If every soldier in the world put down his weapon, picked up a woman, what a peaceful world this world would be. Redheads, not warheads. A blonde, not blonde. We're talking about brunettes, not fighter jets.
Oh, oh, it's got to be sweet 16s, not M16s.
When will the governments realize it's got to be funky, sexy ladies?
I have a vision, and all I can see is only you with the all of me. In a world of peace and harmony, where every lady gets a little piece of bread.
I've been to Paris, Wellington, and Amsterdam, and a Wham-Bam, Mr. Duncan, thank you, man. I don't care if you're ugly, or you're skanky, or you're small. Just wanted to do a little something special for you.
All the ladies in the world, you deserve it, girl.
The DJ New Style Show.
It's a trip. It's got a funky beat. And I can bug out to it.
The newest in
New Style Show.
Right up to your face and diss you.
Coming to you live from New Jersey. Safely isolated from Patterson, Irvington, Camden, and Newark. We proudly bring to you the DJ New Style Show.
This talk is not good.
And the homo is been punching.
Are you guys having a killer time?
Oh, yes.
Sweet.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. No, no.
Hey, Donna! Did you shot the coffee yet?
Oh, damn. Welcome to the DJ New Style Show. Exclusive Tuesday night programming. The cornerstone of the rock solid Tuesday night lineup on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. Thank you for stopping by. But I can't extend the pleasantries. You know what comes next. And if you don't, you're about to. You guessed it. Rammstein! Oh man, amped up tonight. Amped up. Yes. Fade that out professionally, like we always do. That's right, it's the DJ New Style Show. Tonight we've got our buddy Germ Freak. As we do every other night. Germ Freak, how you feeling, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Ken? Okay.
Feel a little, you look a little frazzled.
Little technical difficulties. People complain about no audio in a pop talk room, but we'll see what happens. Thank you.
Yeah, we can hear it. It's all good. We hear ourselves. That's what it is.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
You know what I'm saying? We hear ourselves.
Yeah.
We record it. We have it. It's there for posterity. People can download it. If not, they can go fuck themselves. If they can't hear it live, they can eat my
ass. You know what? Dan says he hears it.
Oh.
Dan and Cal.
What up now, bitches? I'm sorry to start it off on such a cranky note. However, it is the DJ New Style Show, and Germ, you look a little under the weather. You look a little tired. You look downtrodden.
I do?
You do. I'm watching you on Hear Us Talk, the video feed, which is aptly named cand.hearustalk.com, and I can see that you look like you have some kind of a hay fever, and you're confused at the same time.
Actually, I got a booger in my nose that just won't quit. It just won't come out. That's the problem I'm having, actually. But I do have allergies, and I had 102 fever yesterday, but I'm pretty good today.
Yeah. Well,
thanks for asking.
You have those permanent forehead ridges that, you know, just really look as though you're trying to figure something out constantly, and you have your oversized headset on, which is the fashion. It's what you normally
do. You told me to buy this headset, and that's why I got it.
Yeah, they looked smaller. But now that you have them, you know, that's what you're stuck with. That's what you're stuck with, Jeremy. It's an amazing day today. The weather outside was beautiful. Perfect. You know what it would be? Perfect shorts weather. I know we've done some shorts talk in the last show. You're very anti-shorts when it's too early. You did that already. You complained.
Whatever.
Misunderstood, criticized. I don't know if you heard it on Sunday on the same station, hearustalk.com. Best in Show, they gave you a little bit of a shout-out. And he did give you the copyright when he said, I apologize. He disagrees. Chris from Best in Show disagrees vehemently with you when you say that it's too early to be wearing shorts, when he probably should be wearing shorts all year round, according to him.
Yes, absolutely.
Why would you say yes, shirts absolutely, when you fervently disagreed?
Shirts and no shoes. Yeah. No. Well, listen, we're getting orders from Neo is God. Enough about the shorts, so I'm kind of nervous to continue.
Yeah. What's he going to do? He's going to play Rock Band, and then he's going to go fucking drink himself to sleep.
But I could watch that over and over again, because you love that look he gives. But, I'm okay. I just don't like when people wear them to get attention. But that's all it. That's the only problem I have.
That's right. I'm just busy practicing my Neo stare. Yeah, it is a little bit crazy, Germ, but it is spring. Definitely, you can't deny it now. You can go outside without a jacket. You can walk the streets with no coat, maybe even a light coat. But it is spring, and there's certain things that I listen to, that I watch, that I enjoy each season, that really makes me feel as though it absolutely is spring. One of the things would be the Sublime self-titled album. Every time it's nice out, I put that on, like some kind of fucking asshole, and I just tune into it. It just makes me feel like the weather's nice. It's an easygoing day. It's one of those things. Do you have anything like that, Jer? Anything that makes you feel like when you listen to it or you watch it?
I just like that one song. I don't know. Is it Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Summer in the City? It's a nice visual of what's happening. And I enjoy that song a lot. I usually hear that. But
it kind of makes me feel a little bit dirty. I don't know. I feel grimy when I hear that song. The back of my neck getting burned and gritty. I'm just in some kind of piss-smelling city block. The sun's beating down on me. I may have been pickpocketed. My neck is grimy and disgusting. What month do you think that reminds you of the most?
Like August.
Yeah, August. The middle of August.
The heat from the street rising up and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
There's asphalt.
It's definitely a far cry from that gentle hum that you might hear when you walk outside on a spring day. You know, the condensation, the birds chirping. There's just a little in the air, and it just feels crisp. It feels nice. It just feels good. It really does remind me of that. But you picked the most disgusting feeling song ever. I picked something that makes me feel good. Something that makes me feel like I'm about to go outside and play basketball by myself. Like I always do, because I'm a fucking dope, according to Spickle. But you don't have anything like that?
Well, you know.
Other than that, I mean, that's a fucking disgusting song.
Let me think. Wet paper bags, like wet shopping bags, the brown paper bags, when they're wet, they remind me of the fall. Because when I was little, I went shopping with my mother in the fall, and it rained, and all the bags got wet. And whenever I smell that smell, it reminds me of the fall. So,
I always call it the book cover smell, because we always use the
brown paper
bags to cover the books. Like, and I always felt like a fucking pauper having to carry around these books wrapped in ShopRite bags. And some of the other kids had the The fucking awesome like book covers with cars and shit on them.
But by the time November came, all the covers were off, and you didn't give a fuck anymore. I mean, the beginning of the year, the teachers are warning you, you have 2 more days to cover your friggin' books. But by November, they didn't give a shit, so I don't know, the fucking thing fell off.
or
especially
people...
the way my mother fucking did it, it was fucking flopping all over the place.
Why don't you do it yourself?
I don't know how.
You still
know how to put book covers on yourself?
Yes!
Get the fuck out of here.
It's not... You're talking to me like I just said I know how to perform a lobotomy successfully.
You can put a book cover on yourself.
Yeah, Germ, I can fold paper and use tape and scissors. It's not fucking impossible.
I could never do that.
It's not impossible. And people are saying that you should get on cam. As you know, this is an internet radio show, but we do have a visual aspect to it. I want you to address the camera when you talk like this. Look at the camera.
Like
use a lot of fucking hand motions.
Fuck you. But yeah, it's, but then the kids, some of the kids would have the, professional, book covers with, you know, sporting teams and things of that nature. And it's always a good time.
Yeah, but it's always a good time. It's always a way to get down covering books. Social studies, best one to cover. But the cover gets really fucking tattered. And at the end of the year, people still be hanging on to the one little shred of a cover. You can see the entire book and there's just that one piece of paper. Clinging to the most secure piece of tape, which was taped to the inside of the book and not the cover itself, which is always a mistake. Do you cover your own kids' books, or does your wife do it?
I don't know how to cover books, so how could I cover my kids' books?
What I'm saying is maybe your kids have learned how to do it, thus surpassing your intellect and ability.
Yes, my daughter, my 8-year-old daughter can do it, yes.
So your 8-year-old daughter has already usurped you in physical and mental challenges by being able to wrap a book in fucking paper and putting little pieces of tape on to secure it.
I can't do it. I'm not going to make a big deal about it.
Why do you practice?
Know?
Just practice. So, you know, it's one thing that you could say, hey, yeah, I was awesome at that. You want me to cover a book? I'll cover it right now.
Can you wrap a present?
Yeah.
Not like a retard. Can you wrap a present?
How does a retard wrap a present?
No,
they just take sandwich paper and just spit on it until it adheres?
Can you wrap the present so it looks professional, or does it have like overlapping paper and tape? Can you wrap it professionally?
It's not hard, Germ. I'll tell you right now. Let me tell you something. Don't be so disagreeable just because you have a fucking hay fever and a lack of knowledge.
You could never admit that you can't do something. You could never admit that you can't do something because you're fucking perfect at everything.
I'm not perfect. What I'm saying is it's not difficult, okay? Children wrap gifts for their parents. These are skills that you should have acquired before you hit 10. You should be able to wrap a gift. You should be able to cover a book. It's not hard, and I can make it look professional if I put time into it, but usually I'm lazy, so I'll roll the whole thing out, fold up the goddamn thing, and have these two huge puffy flaps on the bottom, just secured with like 8 pieces of tape zigzagged along. Like, yeah, here's your fucking gift. Merry Christmas. Happy birthday. Eat shit. I've been using the gift bags now. That's the easy way out. Or, of course, not getting anything at all. But the gift bag is the best way ever. And people can get a little artsy with those, Germ. They put this shit in the bag, and what they do is they put the little fucking shredded paper and the tissue paper and all that shit in the bag. I just throw the gift in a bag, and I don't even write from and to on the tag. I just say, here you go, here you go. Have you ever used a gift bag?
I never.
You never had to buy a gift.
I never used a gift bag. Like, my wife's given stuff with a gift bag, but I've never given somebody personally a gift with a gift bag.
Let me back up and ask this:
Would you give another man a gift in a gift bag?
Yeah, I mean, if I give somebody a gift, and maybe it's a coworker, maybe it's my dad, I would put you're too embarrassed to give a gift in a gift bag to another guy.
Too embarrassed.
Why? You think it's a little feminine?
I would feel uncomfortable. I mean, and you, when you hold it, do you hold it by the handles or do you hold it
by
the bag?
That's one thing that's like one of the crazy things you do that I have to agree with. I can't grab a bag with handles by the little handle. I have to carry it under like I'm delivering something. Like I'm carrying a football. I just want to carry it. I don't want to grip it like it's a goddamn fucking Easter basket and I'm skipping along. I don't want that to happen. I have to actually hold the item through the bag. I can't grab it by the handle. But I don't feel any discomfort or embarrassment with giving somebody a bag and a gift. I mean, it's the easy way out. You can't even wrap your own fucking gift. Have you ever bought a gift for somebody?
Of course.
Have you actually wrapped the gift or prepared it to be given to somebody?
Yes, I have. In my lifetime, I have, yes.
Okay, since you've been married, have you done that?
No.
Yeah, that's it. Your wife is your personal assistant.
Well, she's my mother, pretty much.
She's your mother. Yeah, that's right. She does mother you. She really does.
I won't deny it.
You married your mom. We've said it before, and we're saying it right now.
No, I didn't marry my mother. I just married somebody who will mother me.
Well, obviously, you didn't fucking marry your mother, okay? It's pretty obvious that you did not marry your mother. I'm saying you married someone that was replacing your mother. She does everything for you. Your mother did everything for you. Now your mother doesn't have to. But your mother still worries, though, doesn't she? She still looks out for her little Frankie boy, doesn't she?
Oh, yes.
She does, huh? Does it drive you insane?
It drives me insane that she's getting word of this show.
See, that's where it is. Worlds,
definitely drives me insane.
Worlds are colliding, Jim.
It's colliding to the point where I'm feeling very... She called me. She listened to the show, I think, last week or the week before.
Uh-huh.
I'm so disappointed in you, Frank.
That's what she said?
I'm so embarrassed that you use words like that. I'm embarrassed to tell my friends that you do this. Now, how do you feel when your mother says that to you?
I don't,
what are you supposed to do?
It's something where you just say, hey, how about you just don't listen? Don't listen to the show. There's a lot of people that don't. Join them. Be
right.
One of them. Stop worrying about what I do. I'm almost 40. I'm bald. And I have children of my own. Please stop worrying about me. Find something else to worry about. Find something else. Knit a goddamn scarf. Knit something else. Do something that you like to do. Your mom is still telling you what to do. Do you give her any credence? Do you follow her orders at times?
No. Not now. I don't have to now. Why do you? Well, you used to live at home. You're 27 and you still live at home. Do you take your mother's orders?
No, I don't.
Oh, I see.
I don't. But worlds are colliding with you, Jerm. That's the thing.
Yes. And I don't know how to handle it. I mean, when your mother says she's embarrassed of you, what are you supposed to do?
Say, I'm embarrassed that you called me to comment on a shitty internet program that I do with a kid who is more handsome and intelligent than me. and is much younger than me.
Right.
And you should say exactly that so I can call you a fucking homo. Worlds are colliding, Jerm. And your mom's not the only one. And I remember this, actually. It was 2 or 3 weeks back at the end of the show that as I'm talking about how the show went and things we want to do for next week, you're interrupted with a phone call. And for some reason, you left Skype on.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard you say, hello? What?
Right.
What? Hello? What? Oh, go get over it! You yelled at your mother.
Well, I hung up on her. I think I hung up on her, too.
Yeah.
You know, she's got to... Listen, whatever. I'm not going to worry about
it.
Here's what
we want. We want your mom to call in. Do you think you can get that to happen next week? Or perhaps even maybe before this show is over?
I think she's too embarrassed to come on.
She was going to call in, but she's decided against it at like the last minute, right?
Right.
Amazing. But the thing is, it seems like the way you described it to me, your mom's not the only one, and it seems like you're having a fucking gathering of people in your family just sitting around, you know, checking out what Unky Frank does. You have your brother, your niece, you have a bunch of people just tuning into the show.
I have people listening. People could be in here right now listening that I don't know of. Neighbors, whoever. And I have to watch my P's and Q's.
But you don't. That's the thing.
I don't. That's the problem.
You should watch your IQ. You should try and appear more intelligent.
Is that your joke of the night?
It is, actually. I'm done for the night, everybody. Thank you, ladies and gents. It's the joke of the day. No, you really should try to appear more intelligent, though. I mean, if your family's going to listen to this, you know, you don't want
them
to think you're a dope.
I'm losing my intelligence. You know that.
You have to have it first.
Excuse me?
I apologize. Copyright.
I'm getting older, and I don't have the memory I had. I don't have the book. I can't spell like I used to, and I don't remember things, and it's really making me nervous.
Did you consider yourself somebody that was a good speller?
I was a pretty good speller, yeah. But now I have to like think a couple times before I write something. So
that's good. You should do that rather than just writing off the fucking hip like you normally do. Every fucking thought you have to hammer into an IM. It's good that you're getting older and slower of mind now that you can maybe filter yourself a little bit.
But would that be a sign of Alzheimer's, you think?
Oh, it definitely is.
Oh, shit.
It definitely is. You're losing your mind, dude.
How old were you? How old are you when you start Alzheimer's? You have to be old?
How old are you now? You're 37?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard it's 35, actually. 35 Alzheimer's hits in.
I see.
So you're progressing nicely. Do you ever feel like it takes you longer to come up with ideas that, you know, used to be quicker to you? It takes you a little longer to come up with, things to say to people or events that you used to, recall
not so much,
or stories?
Not really. No, not really. Just I have problems. You see, I have a bulletin board in back of me here, and then I put everything there that's important. Because if I forgot where I placed something, I know it's going to be there.
Now, I want to say something here. I remember when I first saw your cam on Pal Talk, that wall used to have four sheets of paper on it.
Right.
That fucking bulletin board, as I'm looking on it now on HearUsTalk.com, the video portion, it has like a ream of paper, just one sheet on top of the other for about 5 feet across. And that's like the width of the entire room.
So if I forget where I placed anything, if I forget, I know it's always going to be there. You see? It will always be there.
So everything that you feel you have to remember, you write
everything
down.
Everything I have to remember is on that cork board up there.
So you're never committing anything to memory, and you're always having to look there. So that's why you feel like you're fucking losing your intelligence. You're never putting any intelligence in. You're never applying
anything. That's the reason why I won't buy a geolocator.
A what?
Because a geolocator...
Do you mean a GPS?
A GPS.
Yes.
The people who buy GPSs, you see, when you buy a GPS and utilize a GPS, you're not learning the route. You're just following a robot. You're not learning it. You're not mastering the route. You're just following somebody's commands.
Now
you're on automatic pilot.
Now let me tell you something here, Jerm. We did some prep over at your place. We went over there. We did a mini show on Thursday. The room was featured on Pal Talk, so we did a little bit of a program. Then we did some prep for the show tonight. I beat you to your own fucking house from the same location because I had a GPS. And then you said, how'd you get here so quick? I guarantee you, for fucking however long you've been living there, you've been taking one turn too many or taking the long way home. And you have no idea because you've been looking at a map.
You did beat me to my own house. That's
I did. And you know what? After doing that twice, I could get there without even fucking turning the thing on now. So I've learned the route, and I've learned the correct one. I haven't learned the fucking bullshit one where you have to go and cross over and do jug handles or whatever the fuck it is you do.
That's because your GPS tells you where there's traffic.
No, it does not. Mine does. I don't have that service activated.
Oh, how convenient.
What do you mean, how convenient? It's absolutely convenient for my argument. It means that you should get one, and they help. Are you such that you don't want to adopt new technology because you are afraid it's going to take over your life or you're going to become dependent on it? That's what it sounds. That's what it sounds like.
I can't grasp it. It goes over my head.
What do you mean you can't grasp it? You put a fucking address in, and you listen to it. It says,
I'm not talking about that.
Oh, I apologize.
I'm talking about computer stuff in general. It just goes over my head. I just can't.
Give an example. What's an example of something that went over your head that you didn't bother with?
I never knew there was such a thing as an external hard drive until you told me a couple weeks ago. I didn't know that. I didn't know what that was. I'd never heard of it.
Peripheral knowledge.
All right.
That's everything it's peripheral knowledge. You just pass it by. You maybe take a note of what the box looks like at Best Buy as you're fumbling along for some other antique thing. Jerm, you have a floppy drive, an external floppy drive that you can put your discs in.
And not only that, but I thought floppy to me was those flimsy floppy things that you can go like this with and they flip and flop. Why is this a floppy? I don't know, because it's hard. It doesn't flop. It's a hard disc. So why is this called a floppy? It doesn't flop.
Take it between your two fingers and squeeze it. Does it bend a little bit?
Like this, you mean?
Yeah, now rip it in half. And then the little thing inside is floppy, flippy. It's a little fucking piece of plastic, and it wavers in the wind, and it's protected in that little case. That's what it is. This is the DJ News Style Show. We're talking about technology from 1988. That's right, the 1.44 megabyte floppy disk.
Oh, so this is the floppy?
You just break it open? Busted it up. You know you can't use that ever again, right?
Yeah, I know. So this is the floppy.
Yes. He's holding it up right now. He just tore the floppy disk in half. So, and he's holding it. Like he's some kind of a badass right now.
No, not at all. All right. So,
not at all. Not at all.
All right.
Okay, phone is ringing. Oh, my God. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Clueless Germ Freak. Who's this?
Yo, it's Tilt.
Tilt, what's popping? What's up, man?
2 weeks in a row, sir. I am starting.
Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. That is 2 weeks in a row. Okay? Now, we have somebody here, VA Messenger, who has an incredible streak, and you decided to steal his thunder last week by starting one of your own, a call-in streak. So you're going to call in, forever now? Is that what it is? When are you going to end this streak, of which you're on show number two, by the way? Not much of a streak.
When I surpass this VA Messenger joker.
What if he never stops? Are you going to keep going forever, too?
You know what I say? I don't see him tonight.
Oh.
Tuesday night, I don't see him.
Uh-oh. Could it be the day that the VA Messenger streak ends? Germ, how long do you think it was going to last?
I think he's probably drinking somewhere in a bar. He probably forgot. So,
he's dialing the wrong number. He's going to end up calling like a West Virginia police station who's going to bring him in.
Right.
Arrest him for harassing the police. Talking about a streak.
Can I take this opportunity to shout out Barb, even though she's not on tonight?
Yes.
And Brittany and Solera and Manda Panda.
Is this fucking romper room now? Do you want me to hold a mirror up and start calling names out?
I see Tilt and VA Messenger and Bald Frank.
Actually, I don't, because he's, for some reason, decided to not be on cam. Do you realize you are on the air, Frank, right?
Oh, I thought we were on.
Tilt is on the show. And you just completely skate away whenever somebody comes on.
I apologize.
Why? What were you doing that was so important?
I was just reading something, you know? Do you have to fucking pinpoint everything?
Yeah, what were you reading? Tell me.
I was reading some text, that's all.
Okay, anything worthwhile? Anything worth interrupting the show for?
No, not really.
What did Tilt just do?
Tilt gave some shout-outs to Barb, I believe, Solera, Manda Panda, and it may have been one other person.
Brittany! You fucking forgot Brittany!
Brittany, I apologize.
On our fucking website! I'm sorry, I just saw Pristine Sneakers type something. And every time I see him type something, I gotta get amped. Have to get amped. Looks like we have another caller here. I don't know what this is about. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Bald Germ Freak. Who's this?
Yo!
Who is this?
Yo, what's up, man?
Yo,
it's Mike from Queens. I want to give some shouts, man. Can I give some shouts?
Mike in Queens, go ahead, shouts!
Dude, I want to say hello to all my Powerpuff buddies, man. What's going on, yo?
Let's go up and down the list! Go up and down the list, Mike from Queens!
Dude, I'm on the radio, man. You hear me? Boxline. What's up, dude? What's going on? All right, DJ. Syndication now. Are your mom's box?
Oh, it's crazy. It's nuts. Oh, by the way, for the record, that was your boy, Pristine Sneakers. Pretty much. Tilt.
Yo, can I give a shout out to Pristine Sneakers?
Okay. All right, Tilt. You know what? I'm resetting your streak again. We did that last week. We canceled out your call and reset it so that today actually would be the first one. But now you did something fucked up again. So I got to turn it back again. Your streak is back to zero. See you next week.
Fuck.
No.
Yeah. Thanks, Tilt. Thanks for calling in, buddy. Jerm, it's insane. People are trying to create some kind of Joe DiMaggio type thing going on, but you know, instead of hitting a baseball and not fucking your wife who's fucking the president and his brother, they are calling a radio show. That's what they're doing. It's amazing, Jerm. It's absolutely fantastic.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Absolutely nuts, insane. So Jerm, the Facebook thing. You're loving Facebook. Have you been on today?
I was not on today, but I like the wrestling game. My record is 1-6, I believe.
Whoa! Wait a minute. The wrestling game, you say?
There's a wrestling game on Facebook, and you just choose moves. It's pretty much a random type of thing. It's pretty much guesswork, but I'm enjoying it, and I really love it.
Well, it is pretty fun. Do you play video games? When was the last time you played a video game?
1981.
What game?
Space Invaders.
Space Invaders? That's the last time you played a video game, and you've chosen Facebook's wrestling game as your first thing? Are you part of the stable that we are now part of?
It doesn't... See, the problem with Facebook... not the problem. The good thing is it doesn't take much skill. It's just luck. So that's why I like to play it.
Well, we got a bit of a stable going on now. There's the Heroes Talk stable. That's right. Hear us talk. It's me, Jimmy Spickle, Ralph from Connecticut, and Chris from Best in Show. I don't know if you're in it, Jerm. I really don't.
I was not invited.
You weren't invited. Why not? I'm sure you were invited. What's your opinion of the game? Seriously. I mean, it's a text-based game.
I like it if the characters moved rather than just stood still. I like if each move they would move. The move you choose, that they would move. See?
Oh, you actually do want a more advanced game. I mean, because it's funny that you haven't played the game in 26 years. A video game. You haven't played any video game. 26 years. My fucking headphones come unplugged. I apologize. And what you do is you choose a game that is probably less advanced than Space Invaders to jump into the world of video games.
It's less advanced.
It is. It certainly is. I don't know, Jerm. I enjoy it. It's kind of fun. But I'm starting to tire of it. I'm too good. My character, Ken the Wild Child Neustyle, ready to take all challenges, has defeated Jack Backstreet Suede from Best in Show in 3 consecutive matches, only to lose the fourth one. Only to lose the fourth, Jerm. And you say you're 1-6? Now, when did you get that win?
The first win was the first time I played, and I beat Ralph Fail from Connecticut. I beat him on my first try, and then I lost everything afterwards. So,
So you won one, and you dropped 6 in a row.
I dropped 6 in a row.
It's amazing.
And you know, we'll see what happens. But you know, whatever, it's all good.
I want to warn you, Jerm.
Yes.
Just a little bit of a warning here, okay?
Yes. Yes.
From time to time, you will say things.
Yes.
I warned you last week. You said a few gay things. I just want to let you know. Yeah, you said a couple gay things, Jerm, last week.
Gay as in happy?
No. Gay as in sucking cock. Gay as in drippy dicks in your eyes.
Okay.
Gay as in asshole that can welcome a basketball. Very gay things. You said all these things. And I warned you that Rob Giggs is always listening. Rob Giggs
ain't got shit.
What?
Rob Giggs ain't got shit. I didn't say anything gay. I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
No, you didn't say... You said some gay things. But I think a kind of a warning shot has been fired from Rob Giggs. Are you aware of this?
I am not. I don't know what you're talking about.
Interesting. Interesting. I'm so fucking befuddled right now. But here goes, Jerm. This is the warning shot from Rob Giggs, our buddy. Caught you singing, like you always do.
One, two, three. Your love is like bad medicine. Bad medicine is what I need. Oh, shake it up, it's like bad medicine.
like I know by heart.
A little cocky there, aren't you?
Bad medicine. I got a fever, got a permanent disease, and it'll take more than a doctor to prescribe a remedy. I got lots of money, so that isn't what I need. Gonna take more than a shot to get this poison out of me. I got all the symptoms, count of 1, 2, 3. And when you're on your knees, ah, this boy's addicted 'cause your kiss is a drug. Your love is like bad medicine. Bad medicine is what I need. Shake it up, my bad medicine. And no doctors that can cure my disease. I'm an artiste. All right, I'm done. This is going nowhere. I apologize.
See, now, Jerm, do you remember what that was from?
It wasn't from anything specifically. I was just, having a good time.
Yeah, having a good time by yourself in the chat room late night. Amanda Panda's checking in. She says, Jesus, you might know the words, but you're also tone deaf. Drew Tyre says, I think Jerm is dying. And he put an LOL. And he only does it when he's actually LOLing. Jerm, you had your head in your hands listening to this thing. I remember the exact time you did this because I was ignoring the room, but nobody was speaking in our Pal Talk room. And to break up the silence, you decided to sing a song. But you didn't even know Rob Giggs was recording, and he pieced this together and sent it to me. A warning shot, Jerm. A warning shot.
I didn't know he was recording, and I think it's going to take some legal action against him, too.
What?
I'm going to take some legal action against Rob Giggs.
What legal leg do you have to stand on right now?
I'm not sure, but I'll think of something.
You're going to find a way to sue him? You said some horrible, really incriminating stuff. And honestly...
What are you talking about? I was singing a song. What did I say I was incriminating?
No, not in that. I'm saying that was the warning shot. There was nothing gay in that, but it was incredibly embarrassing. The things you said last week about things dripping and all that stuff involving penises and balls, okay? Now I'm probably in danger now too. Frank, I'm probably in danger now. He's going to have a ballad about penises and balls.
All right, get to the point.
The point is that he's probably going to come out with some kind of a production piece that has you saying how much you love cock and how much you love sex and drippiness and all that. And it's all because you were careless in what you said. He's always listening, Jerm. And you said he had nothing. You thought he had nothing on you, is that right?
That's what I was hopeful.
Yeah, you thought it. But you were wrong. Rob Giggs, everybody. Rob Giggs. Very, very talented guy, I have to say. What do you say we take a quick break, Jerm?
Yes.
A little piss break. Take care of some of that. Maybe piss out some of the embarrassment that you your bladder filled up with.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait. We have a Rob Giggs calling out Jimmy Spickle. He says Jimmy Spickle's next. I think he's going to target the entire DJ New Style Show community. With everything that they've ever said that is embarrassing, he's going to put into a production piece. And you know what? I'll play it because we normally have nothing. This is the DJ New Style Show on Hear Us Talk. It's hearustalk.com.
The DJ New Style Show will be back after something.
All right, Jerm, you ready to do your next one on Jerm Freak Radio? God, I do that better than you.
Okay, I'm going to do this one over again. This American rock band first gained notoriety in the late 1970s, starring... all right. This American rock band first gained popularity in the... This American rock band first gained popularity in the late 1970s. The song is from their 1980 album... Nah. This song gained popularity in the film American Gigolo, starring Richard Gere. This American rock group was known for their punk rock and new wave scenes. It's Blondie with Call Me! Ken, call me.
Where?
Call me anytime on the line.
Color me your car. Color me your The DJ New Style Show.
We have to interrupt this program because it is now time for...
The DJ New Style Show Papal Progress Report.
Now, it's been quite a while since we've done one of these, but why don't we see what the Pope is up to? That's right, Pope. When I say Pope, I mean New Pope, who I still consider to be New Pope, even though the white smoke hit the sky in 2005. New Pope is coming to America, and instead of traveling with a smiley Arsenio Hall and carrying gilded luggage and trying to find a new wife, he'll be traveling with several leaders of the Catholic community that will attend a White House dinner on his behalf, so he can do other popely things like see pandas or look at cherry blossoms and, you know, celebrate his birthday. The Pope is having a birthday. He's turning 328. But George Bush is still going to be rolling out the red carpet for a replacement Pope, even though temp Pope won't be attending his own goddamn White House dinner. The dinner is honoring you. You have to attend, and unless you're the Pope. The President of the United States wants to honor you, and you'd rather eat some shitty birthday cake? That's pretty ballsy, new Pope. Ballsy indeed. When he finally gets around to it, new Pope will be the second Pope ever to set foot in the White House, which makes him the Larry Doby of papal White House visits. No one gives a shit about Larry Doby. No one cares about number two. They only care about Jackie Robinson. And when it comes to popes and White Houses, your Jackie Robinson is none other than your man, JP the Two. That's right, John Paul II. Sorry, German stand-in Pope. That White House Pope barrier's already been broken already. Maybe you should try to do something that JP the Two hasn't done yet, like become a saint. But you're gonna have to hurry, though, buddy. This has been a DJ New Style Show Papal Progress Report. Lucky you, you're listening to the DJ New Style Show, dick.
No need to be so harsh to all these kind souls that like to listen to this thing, but it is the DJ New Style Show, and we are the center, the meaty, juicy center of the tasty Tuesday night lineup on Hear Us Talk. That's hearustalk.com. See us, hear us, like us, hate us, fuck you. Welcome back. Germ, did you have a good break? Did you enjoy your break? Did you piss? Did you do anything?
No, I held it in. I held it in.
You held it in. Do you always hold it in? Do you never take a piss break during the show?
Once in a while, but I didn't have to go. It's all right.
Almost every break I have to piss and shit.
Just because you got a problem with your bladder, I guess.
Maybe I do.
You got sugar or something.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean, did you like the Papal Progress Report?
I liked it, and I liked it a lot. And I'm from the New York metropolitan area, tri-state area. Pope's coming here to Yankee Stadium, I suppose.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, he'll be here soon.
Now, this is what I understand. To be honest with you, why the big deal?
Whoa.
No. Why are we making?
Let me ask you something. Do you want to make enemies of the Catholics, Germ?
No. This is what I'm trying to say.
Let me know if we're going to go down that road.
When did he become Pope? In 2005?
2005.
JP
the Two died. I think it was April, actually.
Okay. April 2005, he became Pope. In March of 2005, nobody heard of this guy. All of a sudden, he's a fucking superstar. He didn't even have to work for it. He did not have to work for his fame. He just became a superstar overnight.
So all of a sudden you're saying that that he should have had to come up through the ranks.
Work for it a little bit.
Like do what?
Come up the ranks.
He did. He was a fucking cardinal.
Listen to me. Why are we making a big deal about this guy? And I'm a Catholic. Don't get me wrong.
No, you're not much.
I don't eat meat on Fridays during Lent. But listen to me.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Bullshit.
I don't. Listen to me.
Okay. Good.
We're going crazy over this guy. When before he, nobody knew who he was.
But Germ, we have some proof that he worked his way up. I mean, Alki's checking in. He said he played for the St. Louis Cardinals. He was a Cardinal.
I see.
Yeah, played some double A ball.
Listen to me. Do you understand my point? Nobody knew who.
The thing is, you didn't know who he was.
You heard of this guy before he became Pope?
No, I never heard of him.
All right, so why is he a big star now?
Because he's the fucking Pope. That's why he's the big star now. Why is that? Who? Name a movie star, Jeremy.
So let me ask you a question.
Name a movie star.
Danny DeVito.
Why is Danny DeVito famous? Taxi. Who was he before
Right, but there wouldn't be the fanfare for him. You see what I'm saying?
Well, that's because Danny DeVito will never be elected Pope.
The president would
somebody
not be
somebody who gets drunk
rival.
On limoncello on the fucking View is never going to be Pope.
The president,
although he
the
should
president,
be.
Listen to me. Say, for example, say Irish Alki became the Pope.
I hope okay? so. I hope to now, see. I hope to see that day.
Now, do you think the president would go and meet his plane?
Why wouldn't he? He's the Pope. Jerm, you don't understand that this title, Pope, goes back from the Jesus days. We're going to go by the Bible here. It goes back, Jesus picked the first Pope. He tapped the guy on the shoulder, called him Pope. He's like, hey, dude, you're the Pope, all right? I'm going to go do this whole cross thing, move a rock, put my little face mat in this corner all rolled up nice, and you're the Pope. And then it went down from there and there and there. Yeah, we had some winners, we had some losers, we had some long-termers, we had some short-termers. But now we have new Pope. What's his name? What do you know what the Pope's name is?
I have no idea.
Yeah, and you're ranting and raving, and all you have to know is that he's called the Pope.
That goes to prove my point, that I have no idea who he is. I'm sure he's a nice guy.
People think he's like the fake Pope. He's just standing in, waiting for some papal rock star to come by.
Well, nobody will
charm the masses.
Nobody will fill the shoes of the last pope.
God rest his soul. JP the Two, true saint. Awesome.
JP the Two.
Oh, Boxwine's checking in. He says Pope Ratzinger. Yeah, I forgot his name. But he's Benedict. Benedict the 16th, I believe, is his name. And that's what he is, Jim. Is that now? That's what's really bothering you about this whole thing. That he was unknown.
It's not that. I just don't know why we're making a big deal about it. You know, I don't know.
Yeah, you know what?
Maybe I'll.
You know what? Why don't we make a big deal out of something else? Oh, look at this.
Phone is ringing.
Oh my God! 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak. Who's this?
Rotgut,
what's going on, buddy?
Not much, same old guys. Hey, Frank, man, you do realize that the Vatican is like a whole separate country.
Yes, I am aware of that. I am aware of that.
So him meeting with the Pope is no different than him meeting with, like, you know, the Queen of England.
Listen to me, are you the same guy who had somebody suck your dick at an orgy? No.
Yeah, you get blown by one guy at an orgy, now you're a fucking
now he's a Pope.
Catholic
now
expert. All right, thank you very much, buddy. Thank you very much. Oh, sorry to lose you there. Oh, we got another caller here. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this? Oh, did they hang up or did I lose him? I don't fucking know anymore. Oh, no, we have him here. Who's on the phone here? Anybody? That's a deadline. Deadline, Germ. But the thing is about the Pope, Germ, is that he's right. He didn't extend it as much as he should. The Pope is just another world leader, but the thing is he has followers in every country, whereas the Queen of England, really, nobody gives a fuck about her outside of the UK. And actually, in parts of the UK, they don't even give a fuck about her. You're just pissed, Germ. You miss old Pope, don't you? You miss old Pope.
I kind of. He was a cute. He was cute.
What?
He was a cute old man.
No. Please explain.
What he was a cute. He was an adorable.
No,
he was
feel it out, please.
He was.
Explain it.
You know how old people sometimes are adorable and cute, and you just want to hug them. Well, he was like that, you know?
Yeah. Actually, we have a call from, looks like Australia. You're on the DJ Newstyle show. Who's this? It's Justin.
Dude, you gotta fucking admit, that's a little gay.
Oh, he just hung up. I guess he was talking to about the fact that you just called another old man cute. Germ. You like him because he was cute?
He wasn't cute. Whatever. Don't twist everything around and make me look like I'm something wrong with me. I just made a statement. It's something that you probably thought of too.
No, I mean he looked like he just looked like a friendly guy. I wouldn't go and ever call somebody cute. You, the inventor of the "Is it gay" bit, is so willing to call another guy cute. You seem frustrated. You really
First
do.
First of all, the "is it gay" bit has nothing to do with homosexuality. It has to do with being effeminate.
Oh, okay. I see here. I see. Whoa, we got something.
Is it gay?
No.
Frank, is it gay
no.
to call
no.
a now deceased
no, no,
old man Pope cute?
No, is it gay? Take a break from that.
No, I know. It was a one-time thing only, Jeremy. Just to illustrate a point. And I'd like to remind people that call in, you can't block your number, otherwise I can't have you on. Because I'd have to put our buddy Germ Freak on hold, and Lord knows he'd probably hang himself. He would probably hang himself.
Yeah,
exactly. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, Jeremy? Pope is coming at you. I did another Papal Progress Report. We'll do that during the next time we need to take a quick break. We'll do that. So your brother listens to the show now. Did he finally get onto the site? Did he get to listen? Did he get to download a couple of the old episodes?
He tried to listen live, but I think he had a little bit of a problem.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it safe to say that he's as bad with computers
as you are? That's not safe to say, and I don't appreciate you saying stuff about my family.
Your brother is horrible with computers.
No, he's not. He's not at all.
Does he work with computers?
He works with software.
Like what? Can you give me an example? I mean, you don't have to go into his whole fucking history here, but...
He's in sales. Don't worry about it. I don't want to talk about my family. I talk about my mother, for Christ's sake.
Oh, I'm sorry, you know.
Let's talk about your grandmother.
Let's talk about her. But after this call, 316.
Oh, my God.
316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Newstyle show. Who's this?
Yeah, it's Rocket. I lost signal earlier before I got a chance to defend myself.
Oh, no. No, you didn't lose signal. Another dude was blowing you, and your fucking cell phone dropped out. What's up, buddy? What do you got for us?
Oh, I wanted to defend myself real quick. Yeah, I may have had a guy suck my dick, and I didn't know about it. But now I got a dominatrix to have sex with me and my wife. Fucking hot as hell, I might say. And I'm on my way to have sex with a stripper I just met last night.
Will that erase the cock that slid into another guy's mouth that's attached to
I'm
you?
I'm just saying I got the kind of life that Frank only dreams about.
Frank, you ever dream of getting blown by a guy, Frank?
I don't want a guy sucking my dick, so I'm not dreaming about that.
No, but you are about everything else.
Listen, you're fucking skank whores. It's disgusting.
What? Jesus, have some respect. He included his wife in this fucking, tawdry sex affair.
I'm not talking about your wife, but you're going to... Whatever. I'm happy for you. I wish you good luck, and I hope your penis falls off inside that disgusting, dirty twat.
Thank you very much.
Thank you
very much, Rock Guts. It's a buddy Ryan there. You're on the DJ Newstyle show with Germ Freak. Who's this? I just hear typing. Germ, if this is who you're saying it is, they're not able to get on for some reason. I have them on here, but they're not saying anything. Maybe it's just a little crazy, if you know what I'm saying. A little bit. Gonna have to hang up on them. There's no way to get them on. And back to my point about talking, about your brother. I'm not really bringing up your family. It's just that the fact that, more than once, you said your brother had problems trying to hear the show, to download the shows. Just more problems with a site that I have to say is pretty simple to navigate. Like the DJNewStyleShow.com site has a player right at the top. You can listen to all the old episodes. Just hit play and you'll hear it.
That's amazing.
It is. It's wonderful. It's amazing. Your brother's as horrible as you are at computers. That's what I'm saying.
All right, whatever.
He's older than you. It's natural. Older people embrace even less technology and new things than people younger than them. That's a fact. It's a fact you're going to have to live with.
Well, whatever. I mean, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
Caller?
Hey, what's up?
Oh, wait a minute. Who is this?
Crazed.
Who?
Crazed.
Crazed.
Crazed. I'm going to ask you to mute whatever you were listening to. If you're listening to the show somehow, just, you know, turn it off or something. But it's good to have you on. I guess, Germ, you arranged this this booking?
Well, I asked him a couple weeks ago to call in, but he was working at his job.
Yeah, you work Tuesday nights, Crazed?
Yep, I do. Not this Tuesday night.
Yeah.
Could you get off of speakerphone and maybe talk into the receiver?
Okay.
Oh, boy.
How's this? Is this better?
That's perfect. That's
better. Now, you go by the name Crazed, is that correct?
Yes, but I also have One Mighty Horse Rocks, I Am Tom Riddle, bunch of others.
Now, why so many Pal yeah. Talk names?
What's the deal with that?
I don't know.
Are you barred from certain places? Certain places don't allow you in?
There are some people there were people who would block me from their cams, and I got sick and tired of it, so I made other names and whatnot. And it was deceiving and disrespectful and etc. So I don't do it anymore, you know, because it pissed off a lot of people, and I don't do it anymore. So I mainly use I Am Tom Riddle or Crazed.
Those are the only
names I go by.
Do you have anybody that you've blocked from your cam?
No, I don't.
You don't?
No.
That's interesting.
You're an open book. Anybody could take a good look at you.
Well, I want you to tell me what color Pristine Sneakers hat is right now. What color
Pristine
is
Sneakers?
Yeah, what color is his hat?
It looks like a teal blue kind of gray.
Okay, now Germ,
derby hat.
I noticed that there's a bunch of cams in the room here. Can we not play trial and error to find out who's got him blocked? I'm sure he might know who has him blocked.
Okay.
By the way, I see him on the cam in the Pal Talk room. The DJ New Style Show Live is the name of the room. If you have a green name, you can check him out. If you don't, you can check him out for 5 seconds, which, believe me, it's enough.
Hey, Seth, tell me a little bit about yourself. Tell me.
Well, I work at Walmart, and that's about it. I hang it here. I listen to the DJ New Style Show when I can. I listen to Ron and Fez. I do my own thing.
Now, let me ask you, what type of capacity do you work at Walmart? What exactly do you do?
I'm a maintenance worker. I clean the store up and everything, and et cetera.
Okay. Could you be a little more specific?
Well, I take the garbage out. That's one of my responsibilities. I clean the bathrooms.
When you say clean the bathrooms, what exactly do you mean by that?
Maybe you put you replace the towels, you scrub some of the sinks. Maybe is that it?
I clean the toilets. I clean the
Steve, right?
I clean the sinks.
I think we might want to back up for Frank's own interest on your duties involving the toilet. No pun intended.
Yeah, okay.
Listen to me, Seth. You got an honest job. I'm happy for you. Whatever you do to make money is great, but I'd love to hear exactly what you have found in those stalls. What have
well,
you found?
Today, today was a totally crappy morning, and the pun is very intended.
Do tell.
This morning, I walked in, and there was at the end stall where was the handicap stall. There was shit all over the floor. And I had to literally clean it up. It was
describe
so
the shit.
Nasty.
Was it watery? Was it chunky, solid? What was it? Describe it.
It was like it looked almost like, one looked like hazelnut, like somebody had coffee before they had it. It was like the color of hazelnut, and then there was one that looked like kind of like a brownie. Yeah.
Did you ever see stuff
in nutty and black brown?
Did you ever see stuff like in the shit, like nuts and stuff like that? Corn?
What? What's that?
Did you ever see things inside of it? Could you make out what food was eaten?
Like I said, it was very nutty and looked very brownish.
How do you go about cleaning up the shit? What is the procedure?
Well, first of all, you want to put gloves on. You never want to touch the stuff with your fucking hands, okay? That's just disgusting and repulsive. You don't want to get germs on your hands or whatever. You can understand that being a germ freak, right, Frank?
Absolutely.
Anyway, so what I do is I usually take like two pieces of box and I scrape the shit off the floor with the box things, and I then toss it into the garbage.
All right, crazy. I'm sorry. Continue. I'm sorry. I didn't know there was more that you could do to it. Continue, please.
No, but so you take it to
then I usually take the but beforehand I usually put the soap and the bleach in the bucket with the mop, you know, and then I mop the floor up and I clean it up, you know, and
listen,
slow down.
You take the two boxes and you scoop it together so that they connect and you pick up the shit. When you ever picked it up, did it ever drop through the opening and you had to pick it up again? Was it so heavy that the cardboard... Listen to me! Was the shit so heavy that the cardboard actually flopped down and broke?
No, never had a problem with that.
Frank. We have a question from a listener, a very dedicated one. Drew Tyre asks, have you ever seen somebody shit in the store but not in the bathroom?
No.
Not yet, huh? And
nah.
I say yet because it's gonna happen. Just don't say which Walmart it is.
Listen to me. I want to get this straight, please.
I'm listening.
Was the weight of the shit so heavy that it broke through the box? The boxes.
No.
Okay. All right. Stop.
And the reason being is maybe you didn't understand it. I take two pieces of box. I don't use a whole box. I use like a box flap, you know. I rip.
Right,
like
I know exactly what you're saying. And you scoop most of the two ends meet. This flaps meet together, and then you pick it up and toss it. Right.
Yeah. Exactly.
Now, do you toss this shit back in the toilet bowl, or do you put it in garbage?
I put it in the garbage and I dispose of it right afterwards.
Okay.
Germ, I have to tell you, I'm looking at the clock. I'm looking at the clock on the wall, and it's telling me it's a certain time of night, if you know what I'm saying.
It's question time.
Oh, we're asking some questions. It's question time.
Oh, that's right. We have Crazed on the show right now, and Germ is going to be asking him anything that he needs to. Oh, Germ, you prefer to call him Seth rather than Crazed, his chosen name.
I'll call you Crazed. Crazed, listen to me.
Explain the rules of...
Seth, Crazed, whatever.
Okay,
Explain the rules. I ask you a question, you give me an answer. Please do not expand on the answer unless I say expound. Okay? Give me as brief an answer as humanly possible. Do not give me more than I need. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, listen to me. Did you ever find shit in the sinks?
Yes.
Okay. All right, now,
brown kind of mildew kind of stuff. It looks like shit, but I'm not quite sure if it's shit or not.
Oh, it's shit.
Did you ever accidentally slip on the shit?
No.
Okay. Did you ever accidentally get shit on your bare skin, ever?
Yes, but I've actually washed my hands right afterwards.
That's a good choice.
Don't get the shit on your hands. You got the shit on your hands.
He just washed it off, though, Jerm. Who gives a shit? Who gives a shit?
I washed my hands right afterwards.
Okay.
Yeah, he cleaned it right afterwards. It's all good now.
Did you ever find any, like, condoms or used condoms or anything like that in the bathrooms?
No, but I find bloody tampons.
Oh.
Oh, man.
Now, what is the procedure with cleaning the tampons? How do you get rid of? Now, you're talking about the female. The female bathroom is always is very clean, usually, right?
No.
The female
bathroom, they're like, I don't know. They're like freaking pigs, man. I find shit on the floors. Shit on the
floors. Shit on the floors in a female bathroom?
The women shit?
Wait, Jerm.
Yeah, I find they toilet paper the whole place like they're trying to make a rat's nest.
Wait, Jerm. My question is not in reference to you being shocked at what he just said, but being shocked that women shit. you just couldn't believe that they actually defecate. Yes, women do take shits, Jerm.
Right, but I cannot imagine a woman taking a dump on a floor. I mean, a woman don't do that. Women are not supposed to do that. I can't imagine it.
Nobody's supposed to do that. Do you understand
Men, yeah, is more acceptable because they're pretty, you know. But Seth, let me get back to the questions. The bloody tampons, are they like on the floor or the toilet? What's the situation?
Well, what I do is I usually find them sometimes on the toilet. Sometimes I find them on the ground. And sometimes I find them on the toilet paper rack. So what I do is I quickly knock it down on the floor, or if it's on the floor or whatever, I sweep it up, and then I throw it in the garbage. That's what I do. And my hands don't get dirty that way, and I have gloves on, so there's no other way, and etc.
Have you ever found like vomit or anything of that nature?
Yes, I've mopped it up at least two or three times. Not in lovely, but.
But you've never found any semen.
Did you ever find?
Oh, no, definitely not.
Again, not yet, but you will. It's Walmart.
Yes. Yeah.
Have you ever considered, you know, shifting over to Target, maybe something a little bit more upscale, if Target can be considered upscale?
Well, I worked at a Target once.
Really?
And I fucked that job up pretty bad. So I did some major no-nos there.
Jerm, would you like him to expound? You have to command him.
Yes, exactly. What are you talking about?
Well, I was a cart attendant, and what happened was my job was to push into the cart, push the carts and whatnot. And
whatnot in that job? Anyway, continue, please.
I would push the carts into the corrals, and I would get them into the store. You know. So anyway, what I was saying was. One time I actually broke a door, and the door cost like $2,000 to actually fix. So I was costing the company money.
Yeah. I think we should get back to the shit talk.
And then there was this one time where this lady, all right, this stupid-ass lady, walks right in front of me while I'm pushing carts, and I hit her fucking ankle. And then I'm like, are you okay, miss? Are you okay? Are you fine? Are you fine? Yes, yes, everything's fine. Yes, yes, everything's fine.
She was frightened. She rallied her villagers to come by with torches and fucking pitchforks and chase after you.
The next day, she came in, she showed the bruise on her ankle, okay? And then she basically I got bruised by the ankle, this fat cart attendant, well, I don't know what she said, but I mean, hit me with these cards, etc. Okay, and Target settled it with the $8,000. Basically, I caused them $10,000, okay? And
fascinating.
They weren't happy with me with that.
All right, Craze, calm down a bit. Germ, I think you got to steer this back onto onto the road here.
I got pretty much everything I wanted. Listen, why are people freaked out by you? What is it, the wandering eye? What is it that they get nervous about?
I mean, we're looking at you. You do have a bit of an overachiever of an eye. Like, it's trying to look at a little too much stuff. I guess you could say it's not quite a lazy eye. It's trying to do too many things.
Well, some people say that I stare.
Busy eye, according to Ayashaki.
And I don't mean to stare. You know.
Yeah.
Also another thing. People just like, I don't know. They like literally get turned off by my voice, or the way I talk, or the way I carry myself, all of the above, etc.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, and what I say to them is fuck the crazed haters. Fuck the crazed haters.
I think we'll leave it at that.
Yes, fuck the crazed haters indeed. Thank you very much. Crazed.
Thanks,
do you want to plug your Walmart?
Yeah, have a good one. Bye bye.
Okay. Thank you very much, buddy. That's our friend and busy-eyed Seth, as I like to call him, who goes by the name of Crazed and several other Pal Talk names, Germ. It's crazy. It really is. Absolutely nuts. Could you even imagine having to do that job, Germ? To set foot? Because you don't even go into public bathrooms.
Well,
let's say,
would you do that job for a certain amount of money?
If, let's say, I mean, if I had nothing and I needed money, I would definitely do the job. I mean, if there's nothing else that I could do to get me that amount of money, I would do that job. It's all about paying your bills, German. I guarantee you we could get you in there for the right sum. Is there a sum?
Oh, there would definitely be a sum, definitely.
Really? What would it be? 50 grand a year?
Oh, more than that.
Get you in the bathroom picking up shit with boxes?
No, I'd probably at least $250.
$250 a year? Jesus.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan's salary.
Yeah. Well, I don't know if it's still, I think it's a little more than that now, but whatever.
He's dead. He's actually dead. He's not making anything now.
Well, I thought you meant the president's salary.
No, the president makes $400,000 a year.
Well,
that's why I backed it up. What?
He used to make $250.
That's why I said Reagan and not fucking GWB.
Whatever.
Or Obama.
Continue.
Yeah, I don't know, Germ. It seems like he's misunderstood.
I don't know. I don't know. But I'm not hearing nice comments. So
a lot of people are continuing the crazed hate, and I don't know if you heard the last part of his call or not, where he said "fuck the crazed haters."
Right.
Because they don't mean a thing, and this is what style they bring. Many moons since first he saw you with his busy eye. Germ, why don't we take another break here?
Yes.
Quick.
Has anybody responded to your little thing in the thing?
We
there,
do have a couple of people. What we're looking for.
Good. I'm ready to make some heads roll.
So here's what the deal is. Last week we kind of teased. We did the One Hit Wonder Challenge last week, late 90s edition, and Barb completely shit stomped you. She dominated. She is now the champion. She's the musical expert of the DJ New Style Show. And you just felt so miffed that you wanted to challenge her to something that you were more suited for. The 80s edition of the One Hit Wonder Championship. Whatever the fuck we're calling it now. I think we're calling it the Ultimate One Hit Wonder Championship of Champions,
we're
80s edition.
Yes.
But she can't be here tonight. So I'm going to get you prepped. I'm going to get you warmed up by taking on an opponent. Obviously, it's going to be an exhibition match. There's no title on the line because, you know, you don't have it anymore. It was taken from you. And we're gonna take somebody and have them on the phone and see what they can do when we return from this quick little break.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
And we're going to lead off with a Germ Freak radio that was from an era when you used to dominate the music on the DJ New Style Show, which you no longer do. This is a DJ New Style Show, but I don't know.
the DJ New Style Show. We'll be right back.
I love that clip, dude. That's why we might as well take our time.
Next up, it's Germ Freak Radio! That's gay. That's so fucking corny. I'm embarrassed I even said that. All right, calm down. Okay. Okay, ladies and... What's that? Oh. All right, hold on. The following song is an example of early 1980s new wave. The song has been covered by many... Oh, boy. I'm out of practice, dude. The following song has been recorded... The following song has been regarded as an example of 80s... Fuck! The following song has been regarded as an example of... The following song has been an example... The following song as... The following song is regarded as an example of early 1980s new wave. This song has been covered by multiple artists. That doesn't make sense. Why am I in slow mode, man? I'm in slow mode. God, my fucking balls are itching and shit. All right, hold on a second. All right, maybe we should start over again. Should I continue? Just go or what? What should I do? All right. The following song is an example of 1980s new wave. It reached number... The following song is an example of 1980s new wave. It reached number 65 on the Hot Billboard 100 in 1982. After a 20-year hiatus, this band reunited... Fuck! The following song is an example of 1980s... The following song is a prime example of 80s new wave music. It hit number 65 on the Hot Billboard 100 in 1982. After a 20-year hiatus, this band reunited in 2004 and has been on tour since. It's Scandal with Goodbye to You.
Like
We're on break. Stop crying your little fucking eyes out, you little bitches. The DJ New Style Show will be right back.
We have to interrupt this program because it is now time for...
The DJ New Style Show Papal Progress Report.
Well, it seems new Pope has decided to make a stop in the greatest city in the world, and when he gets to New York, he's going to pay a visit to Yankee Stadium in its last season, where he'll throw out the first pitch in front of a very sparse crowd. He's also brought his own ball that he's blessed by using the papal Sharpie to scrawl the word Jews on it. This is part of an exhibition match which will consist of one half inning with unlimited outs. The ball will be pitched over and over to a retired Danny Tartable until he sends the ball out of the park. It'll then be whisked away in a boxcar and taken to a remote city where it will never be heard from again. Once the symbolic exercise is over, new Pope will goose-step to home plate and talk about the merits of German engineering and racial hygiene. Remember, folks, tickets are still widely available. Something that could never be said of an appearance made by true Pope, JP the II. You may know him as John Paul II. Want to know something else about JP the II? He enjoyed the Jews, apologized to them for the Holocaust, and would never ask that a Major League Baseball has-been hits them into a windshield in the parking lot outside of Yankee Stadium. So to conclude, yes, the Pope is coming to New York, but it's only new Pope. It's like expecting to see Slash and getting Buckethead. I'd stay home. This has been a DJ New Style Show Papal Progress Report.
DJ New Style Show, bitches.
No need to be so hateful. Why be hateful? Just love everybody. Welcome back to the DJ New Style Show, exclusive Tuesday night programming on Heroes Talk. That's HeroesTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears. Not necessarily a place you go, even though it is. God, this is so corny. I apologize. I'm embarrassed that I said that. Germ Freak, how are you, buddy?
Hey, what's up, New Style?
Yeah. So are you psyched? Are you amped up for this?
There's no need to be psyched or amped up. I just know I have this in the pocket already.
In the pocket? The pocket?
Yes.
Well, what we've decided to do is we're going to open it up to almost everybody. Anybody can call in, and you're going to do a few mini matches. You're going to get ready for the one-hit wonder
whoever,
master that is Barbara.
Whoever I go against, I will beat.
You'll beat anybody?
Anybody.
Really? That's a big accusation. I don't think you can live up to it, but we'll see. We'll see in soon enough. We have a few people lined up. We're trying to hit the first person to call in, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. Now, Germ, what do you do to mentally prepare for such a battle? Is there an exercise that you do? Do you think of other songs? I mean, you were given the decade. You eat, breathe, and sleep the 80s.
I live in the 80s my whole life, so there's nothing to prepare for. See? Mm-hmm.
You still do?
I have, yes.
You have, yes? Yeah. Well, we'll see. We'll see, Jeremy. It's just a matter of time before you're taken down, before some vandal takes you out of the game. It looks like we have a potential taker here. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
The Messenger, what's up?
Whoa! Continuing the streak!
Oh, there he is! We were worried about you.
Streak.
We thought you fell over in the bar somewhere. We didn't know what happened, you know? What's up?
Nothing. I just had to get back. I was hanging out with some friends and
drinking.
The show's on, so I had to get back.
Drinking, hunting, fixing a motor. What were you doing?
Drinking, drugging, doing it all.
Yeah, doing everything. Would you like to be the first contestant? Because what happened is Barb can't defend her title tonight. Germ's going to be doing some practicing in this one-hit wonder challenge. I believe we're calling it the ultimate one-hit wonder championship of champions 80s edition tonight.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, now here are the rules. We have three random songs by One Hit Wonders for each year. Now, Jerm, the twist is that it's 1986 to 1989.
Oh, for Christ's sake. You prick!
80s.
You're an asshole. You know that?
Still the 80s.
Jerk off.
Yes, that's right. You're going to hear a portion of the song, and when it's your turn, you must correctly guess the artist and title of each song. If you guess incorrectly, your opponent will have the shot at the same one. Now, when it's your turn, Jerm, you may risk a point that you have or don't even have. Risk a point for the opportunity to pick a song from a particular year. If you're correct, a point will be... If you're incorrect,
I'm confused already.
Why are you confused?
I'm confused.
You just have to guess the fucking name of the song and the name of the band. After hearing it. But there's an opportunity for you to pick which year you're going to guess. Are you up to the challenge?
I am up for the challenge.
Okay, now for people that can understand directions, if you pick a song from a certain year and you get it wrong, you will have a point deducted from you. And if you have 0 points, your score is -1.
Why do you have to make this so difficult?
Because, Jerm, it's all for you. Every single one. Now,
Why can't you just play the song and the first person who says it gets it? Why do you have to take turns?
No, this is a turn-based game, Jerm.
Whatever.
This is a turn-based game, okay? Now, I'm going to give it over to our buddy, VA Messenger. He's going to get first opportunity. Now, VA, do you want to just go for a random song, or would you like to pick a year, 1986 to 1989?
Let's go 1989.
So you're going to go 1989. Now, keep in mind, if you get this wrong, you will be at -1 points. Are you aware of this?
Yes, I was 12 in 1989, so that's probably my best guess.
So you think you're going to get this now?
I'm hoping so.
Okay. 1989, name the artist and the title of the song. You don't know it?
Where's the hook?
Jerm is waiting with bated breath to jump all over.
He's so ready. I know he is. Alright, it's
I think
Damon. Michael Damian.
Oh, he's reading the fucking
Rock on.
He's cheating. He's reading the goddamn thing. I know he's cheating, or somebody's giving it to him. There's no way he would know it to get it like that. There's no fucking way.
Where was it in the text? I don't see it in the text.
I don't know, but somebody fucking PM'd it to you. I smell shenanigans. I think New Style fucking Ted up told you.
I didn't tell him anything, motherfucker. Don't tell me.
There's no way. Listen to me. There's no way he would have no idea and then suddenly get it. There's no fucking way.
He heard the fucking Hey Kids Rock and Roll. Rock on. It's not that difficult when the title is said in the first fucking 10 seconds.
Listen to me. The first part of it was just notes. I needed to hear some lyrics.
That's it.
But there's no way you would have gotten the artist by not knowing it 1 minute and then knowing it a second. Because listen.
Jerm, that's 1-0 callers. 1-0 callers.
This is how it's gonna be. I'm quitting right now.
You gotta warm up for Barb. She's a pro. Okay. She's got the belt. Are you hungry? Do you want the belt?
Listen, shut your fucking yap for a second. If people are going to continually send them the PMs and give them answers, or if you're going to send them PMs and give them answers, game's over. Game's over.
Baby. How am I supposed to know right from notes? I had to hear lyrics and then go from there.
We're on the honor system here, Jeremy.
You didn't even know the song, let alone know who was. There's no way you could know this person's name without getting the answer.
Did you know it, Jerm?
Of course I knew
it. Oh, well then guess what? There's a fucking way, isn't there?
Go fuck off. You fucking asshole.
All right, fine. VA Messenger, keeping the streak alive and adding 1 point to the callers. You risked one, though, by picking the year. You risked one. All right. Thank you very much, VA. H to the Izzo. All
right.
God, my outdated hip-hop references are awesome. Rock on, Jerm. Rock on. Let's fade that out professionally because it's goddamn awful.
That's actually a cover song, you know, don't you?
That was a cover.
Yeah, but it still was a hit. We have another caller here, another challenger. Oh. Welcome to the DJ New Style Show featuring Germ Freak and his lack of musical knowledge. Who is this?
Kate Capshaw.
Are you ready to challenge Germ Freak?
I'll give it a try.
Now, Germ, do you want to go this time since the callers went first?
Yes, I will pick 1986.
Okay, now you realize if you get this wrong, you will be down 1 point.
Yes.
Okay. You're gonna risk a point for this.
Push the fucking button and play the song already.
1986. Artist and the name of the song.
What the fuck is this? What the hell is this? This isn't a one-hit wonder.
Yes, it is.
Could you pick anything more fucking obscure?
It's a 1986 one-hit wonder.
Where's Poison?
Germ, artist and the name of the song.
You know what? You're a complete ass.
Oh my god.
Germ, artist and name of the song.
Yes, it's the end of the two.
See, Kate Capshaw knows it already.
Yes! You're
I did.
You know what?
It's not been typed in the text yet.
Yeah, and obviously it's obscure.
But she knows it. The thing is, she knows it. Do you give up or do you have a guess? I'll give you a hint. Takes a licking, keeps on ticking.
I don't know it.
Okay, Germ Freak gives up. He goes over to Cape Capshaw.
Oh, damn it.
What is it?
Damn it, that's not the name of the song.
Do you know the artist and the name of the song?
The guy who did the sunglass one. Shit, I can't think of it.
You don't know it?
No one's helping me either. Thanks a lot, Pal Talk people.
Listen, they should not be helping you, by the way.
First of all, you know it's obscure if nobody got it. You know it's obscure.
I'm going to open it up. I'm going to open it up to another caller. I'm going to open it up. Cape, so you pass on that one, Cape?
Rumors.
Okay, that's the name of the song.
Somebody just typed it in the room.
What is the name of the band?
Who cares?
Okay, we'll see you later, Cave. Okay, you're on the DJ New Style Show. Who is this?
This is Bailey.
Who?
Bailey 5.
Bailey 5, how are you? Are you ready to take on Germ Freak?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you know this song?
Are you awake?
Every time I fucking loudened it, they say the name of the song. Do you have an idea as to the artist and the name of the song, Bailey?
Yeah, I know.
What is it?
The song's called Rumors, and the artist is Social Club.
Sorry, it's an incomplete answer. It goes back to you, Germ.
I said I didn't know what the first...
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you didn't know.
I've never even heard of the Social Club.
Okay, well, by the way, Germ, this is the wonderful musical majesty of the Timex Social Club. I'm not going to give you the Social Club. Sorry, Bailey, hanging up on you. It's the Timex Social Club. You got to get the first word of the fucking band name. Jeez.
This is rigged.
It's not rigged.
Yeah, because you're giving me obscure songs from the late
80s. Let me just fade that out again, professionally. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ News Style Show with a very befuddled and frustrated and really just suspicious of everything Germ Freak. Who's this?
This is Fred.
Fred?
Yeah.
Fred? Are you all there today, Fred?
You got the thing right.
What?
What?
What did you just say?
I'm listening to you on my truck.
In your truck?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool. So, Fred.
What do you want? What other questions do you want from me?
Do you have both a mommy and a daddy, or just two mommies?
I don't know what the hell you're saying.
Yeah. Ped, sorry.
Listen, I got the answer. No, don't cut me off, DJ.
Who's this?
It's Fred.
Fred?
Now, listen. I got the answer.
Oh,
right?
You have the answer?
Yeah.
What is the answer? What is the answer, friend?
Okay. Fred from Boston says, that is, what the hell is so fucking funny?
Sorry, you're from Boston. It's hilarious to me.
Well, I don't think it's that funny. People laugh at my name.
All right.
Who I am.
Are you familiar with One Hit Wonders, Fred from Boston?
No, what's that? The one hit, like Rocky Marciano?
Yeah.
One hit, you punch people?
Yeah, like the top of a fucking helicopter or whatever the fuck it was that decapitated.
I don't know what the hell you're talking about, but I will say this.
Yeah?
There's two types of people in this world, Jack, DJ.
Yeah.
There's people who know the answer to the trivia question and people who don't. And I know the answer.
And you know the answer. Anything I ask you, you're going to know.
Culture Club.
No, we haven't played anything yet. Why don't you we'll just play one for you right now, and you'll guess what it is, okay?
Oh, okay. Play the song then.
Okay, this is going to be... I'm going to give you an easy one.
Let me do my thing.
I'll
play the goddamn song, and then let me do my thing, and then I'll do yours.
I feel an instant connection between me and you, Fred from Boston. That's why I'm playing this one right here. And it is your turn as you compete against Germ Freak on the DJ New Style Show. Fred from Boston, do you have a guess?
I got a guess.
What is it?
That's Ray Parker, Ghostbusters.
Exactly right! Exactly right! That's 1 point
for
the
Ray Parker? You goddamn little fucking Skittles faggots.
Skittles?
That's the last time I call this goddamn show.
Hey, listen up, buddy. I got a TV. I need you to fucking hang up for me.
I know, okay, alright, bye-bye.
Hey, no, really, I have a fucking flat screen I need you to hang up. And then you can resent me when I don't thank you. Is that okay? Look in her eyes. She's out of my league. Just a fool to believe Germ Freak knows anything about music. He's a bald man. Germ, you're getting crushed. This is obviously Ray Parker, Ghostbusters.
Ray Parker Jr.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm on a personal level with him. You know, you don't have to give his fucking suffix. Germ, you're getting destroyed again. Do you know anything about this? Do you know anything? This is your decade, you said.
This song?
You don't know what this song is.
Yeah, I know the song, but why would you pick a song where the title is in the first fucking sentence?
Not my fault, buddy. Blame it on the 80s.
Get well, Patrick Swayze. Get well.
Yeah, good luck. I can't turn it off. I'm sorry. I can't look in her eyes. I don't even know the words. I'm insane. Close to me. Like an angel, he sang. And then pretty soon he'll be able to sing with them. Jesus. Oh, okay, let me lower that one. Germ, you're getting fucking demolished.
What are you getting demolished? What, one person...
You're getting demolished!
Whatever.
Annihilated! Let's take another challenger here, another caller. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a very head in hands and saddened Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hello, this is Ed McGrath. Hello.
Oh, look who it is! Eddie boy! Germ, aren't you excited? Your friend Ed is on now.
Yeah. Big deal.
Big deal? What are you talking about, big deal?
Ed, come on, let's go. Get this... Play the song.
Well, it's your turn, Germ. You have the option of picking...
I picked 1988, the year of my high school graduation.
Really? Yeah, that's so long ago. 1988. By the way, your score, Germ, is -1 for having picked the year last time and not guessing Timex Social Club. -1 to the callers. I'm going to give them 3 because they're just that good. So 1988, are you sure you want to go with 1988?
Press the button.
Press the button? You motherfucker. Like I'm just a button presser to you. Hey. Everything is wonderful.
What is this?
That's what I'm asking you. What is the name of the song? 1988 One Hit Wonder. Come on, you're the music expert. I wish that he knew the song, but he clearly doesn't. as he mashes up his scalp. It looks like putty, cause he doesn't know shit about these songs. Do you give up, Germ?
Yeah, obviously I give up.
Obviously. Well, I'm going to turn it over to Ed, but it doesn't really matter. Ed, I'll give you your own song if you don't get this one. Do you have any idea?
No, I'm not going to be able to get the steal on this one, unfortunately.
Okay, no steal on that one. Jeremy, -2, callers 3. Ed, would you like another song?
No, I was stuck in the late 80s listening to Yes and Led Zeppelin and The Who. So this isn't my better part of the decade, so I'm equally bad on all of them.
So you're going to bow out?
Well, you're just full of self-esteem.
No,
aren't
I'm not
going
to bow out. I'm just not picking a year. I don't want to lose.
Okay, you're going to go randomly now.
Yeah.
Okay, so he's going randomly. Let's see if he can get this one. This is a little bit tricky. I'm not going to lie, Ed. I'm not going to lie. You know, you think it's all fucking craziness when the callers get on. It's all easy and handed to you. But this is a pretty tricky one right here.
Oh, come on!
Oh my god, it's crazy, and this is a bohemian.
Say it loud and say it proud. That's another point for the callers, Jerm. You're getting fucking wrecked. I believe it's 4-2. Oh man.
How do you like that, Frank?
Jerm, I don't understand. The callers are getting so many more than you. Are you okay?
Continue. I know what the game is now, okay?
The game is, but I'm playing one-hit wonders from the years 1986 to 1989.
Just let's continue the thing and get over with it, because I know what's going on here.
All right, Ed, all right. We're going to let you go. Thank you very much.
All right, thank you very much. All right, thank you very much.
Okay, we have somebody on here who's very echoey, but you're on the DJ New Style Show with Germ Freak, who is dejected and jaded towards this game that he claims to be a master of. Who's this?
Hey, my name is Terrence.
Hi, Terrence. How are you?
I'm fine. I just don't understand how I got here.
Okay.
People put lots of things in front of me. They put a phone call.
Uh-huh. They put any glasses with any liquids in them in front of you?
No, where am I?
I don't know where you are, Terrence. Are you okay? Are you lost?
Listen to me.
I'm listening.
I called in because I know exactly the number one hit of your show.
What is the number one hit of my show, Terrence?
Ghostbusters by Ray Park.
We already played it, though. I believe Fred from Boston already nailed that one.
I've never heard of such a goddamn song before, and I never will.
Never? But how did you know that was the number one song of my show?
I don't know. I'm fucking Nostradamus.
You are. You are a little bit of that, Terrence. It is a great song, though. Terrence, do you know any of the words?
When I listen to people, I listen to DJ. When I go to the store, I find my DJ.
It's beautiful. I need a Kleenex to wipe the tears. Oh, it's not over.
I don't know you. And I know something.
It's not Friday, I want to let you know. It is a Tuesday. Jesus. It is, in fact, Tuesday night. Thank you very much. Oh, wait, is he still on? No, he hung up. I don't know, Germ. I'm going to give the callers -1 on that one. I didn't play anything and they guessed Ghostbusters again. -1, Germ. So you're coming back. It's
coming back.
It's 3-2 right now. I think you
got a shot.
You can pull this out.
I got a shot.
You do have a shot. The number to call is 316-768-4472. And it looks like we got another challenger here on the DJ New Style Show. Hear Us Talk. That's Hear Us Talk. .com thing you do with your ears, bitches. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who might this be?
Yo, it's Tilt.
Oh, for Christ's sakes.
Yo, I want to give a shout out.
No, you're not giving a goddamn shout out.
Yo, I want to do a song.
Okay, you want to do a song? Are you going to pick a year, or are you going to? You just want to go random?
I'll pick a year. I'll pick
so you're going to risk one of your team's points. If you fuck this up, this is huge. If you
Dude,
fuck
I've,
this
I've
up.
Nailed everyone in the room, even Timex Social Club, son.
Okay, oh, okay. I want you to shut your monitor off. No cheating on this one. Let's do this for real. Germ is going to fucking hang himself at the end of the night. Okay, right. What year? 1986 to 1989. What year?
I want 1988.
1988. Are you sure?
Yeah. You know, I figure we've nailed out, like, you know, She's Like the Wind and a couple other the one hit wonder.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, Supersonic, JJ Fad.
He just fucking said it. I didn't hear you scream these. It looks like you got to the point. There it is. It's another point for the callers, Jerm. Maybe if he picked 1988. Oh, he did pick 1988.
I got the name of the song and the band or the group.
You did. Okay, hey, Tilt, you know, beat it. Okay, we'll see you later.
Yo, wait, shout out. Big up to Mike.
Seriously, Tilt, fuck your shout out. Just hang up. Thank you. You're on the DJ New Style Show with a putty-headed Germ Freak. Who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
Leonard.
Who is this?
Leonard.
Leonard. Leonard, how are you? Do you have anything to say?
No, I just want to know where the goddamn music is, man.
You want to hear the music?
You know what? No, listen to me before you talk.
No, Leonard, you tell it like it is, buddy.
Here.
Tell it like it is, Leonard.
I come here.
Speak
I
up!
I listen to DJ New Style every goddamn day.
You do? Every just day, huh? Even when I'm not on?
Just to hear the goddamn songs. Now, if you will not play me the songs, that's fine. But I guarantee you I can predict this next one.
Okay.
Flat out.
All right, you're going to predict it. You're going to get this right. You know, your fucking team is depending on you.
I'm waiting for you.
Okay. All right, do you know this one yet?
That would be Bobby McFerrin.
Yes!
Don't Make Me Happy.
that's so close to being the almost incorrect song.
All right, fuck you guys.
Hey, no, Leonard, you know, fuck you, buddy! I had enough of your shit, Leonard. But keep listening, I appreciate it. Jerm, what do you think of Leonard?
I like Leonard. He's very to the point.
He is. He is. And a great movie named after him, too. Part 6, I believe.
Yes.
No, I'm not doing it.
Wait, Leonard hasn't hung up yet. Jesus Christ. You're on the DJ New Style Show. Who's this?
It's Sheepy.
Sheepy, how are you?
Hi.
What's going on? Are you ready to take the One in Wonder Challenge, buddy?
I wanna vote on a challenge.
You wanna vote on a challenge? Have you been consuming any liquids tonight?
I wanna what?
Yeah. All right. So, do you want to pick a year or just go with a random tune?
1983.
Yeah. Okay. How about one from 1986 to 1989? How about I just pick the year for you? 1986. Sounds like a good one, correct?
Beastie Boys.
Yeah. Okay, 1986. Here we go. Here's the song that you have to guess. This could take Jerm out of the running. I don't know, Sheepy, if you're ready.
Wait, hold on a second. I'd like to dedicate this to...
Dedicate it to who?
Tidbit 88.
Yes, let's dedicate it to Tidbit 88.
He's laying in bed right now with an ulcer.
I know. Well, we hope he feels better.
Back to the contest.
What's the name of the band in this song? This could take Jerm Freak.
Three. I got it.
And the song.
Timbuk3.
Just fucking listen to this next line and repeat it.
Future's so bright. I gotta wear shades.
Bingo! You got it, Jerm. You blow at this, Jerm. You eat shit.
Jerm.
Yes, Jerm. Yes, Cheeky.
Stop putting shit in your mouth. You're a dickhead.
Wow, sheepy. That's pretty mean.
Wow. Stop farting on it.
Stop farting on your mouth.
Stop shitting in the
Triscuits, Germ.
Stop farting in the cookie bowl.
Stop farting in the cookie bowl.
Coming in the fucking ginger ale.
Sheepy, Sheepy, are you calling from like a nitrous tent? What's going on?
What?
Are you calling from a nitrous tent? What's going on, man?
Where are you calling from?
I am just out for the evening.
You hanging out with Leonard?
Dude, I am a big fan of the DJ Newstar show. I am one of the highest supporters.
Yeah, you are one of the highest supporters currently. That's right. Thank you.
And I would like to dedicate this call to Tidbit 88.
Let's dedicate them all to Tidbit 88. Why not?
And Barb.
He's a good guy. And Barb, of course. Of course. Why not? They all would be.
And Casey.
And Casey. And Dave.
And Juliana.
And and Fred from Boston. And Leonard.
No.
And what were the other ones?
Fuck those guys. They're a bunch of faggots.
No, they're support. They listen every day for the music, Sheep. I don't know if you listened in or not. Okay?
I listen for the magic of your voice.
Wow. Thanks.
I watch French movies and it makes me want to smoke.
And fart.
And go like this.
Who's talking? Who's feeding you those lines? Who is that?
Germ, you need to get down to the bottom of this. Go ahead and take control.
Germ.
Yes, sir.
Germ. I love you, man, but I wish you would stop coming all over the place.
Who is that behind you talking?
Doesn't matter,
I'm
Germ.
Alone.
Focus on the now. Focus on the now.
I'm alone, Germ.
What have you been drinking tonight?
Ecto Cooler, Jim. It doesn't matter.
Dude, I love Ecto Cooler.
That's why I just played Ghostbusters. I'm drinking it right now.
You're by yourself. You're in the basement.
I'm by myself in the basement.
Wow, that's awesome. I heard the echo before you said it. It's amazing.
Tetris by yourself.
I am playing Tetris by myself on my Nintendo.
You're looking up the photo albums by yourself.
I'm looking up photo albums.
You're looking at pictures of, you know.
I want to point out.
Are you being held prisoner, Sheepy, somewhere?
By yourself.
I'm fucking doing things by myself.
Sheepy, wait, listen, Sheepy. What is the day of the week today?
What?
What's the day of the week today?
The bit of the week?
The day. What day of the week is it?
It's Tuesday,
right? Now turn to whoever's behind you and remind them that it's Tuesday and not Friday.
You know what happens on Tuesdays?
What happens on Tuesdays?
The DJ New Style Show.
Yes. Thank you very much, Sheepy, for calling in.
Don't quit.
What?
And one more thing. Tidbit. Wait, can you send a message to Tidbit?
Yeah, he's actually listening right now.
Is Barb and Tidbit listening?
They are. They always listen.
Oh, but I'm gonna call me as soon as I hang up.
They actually are not listening.
No, this is not your personal answer.
This is not an answering machine.
This is not my personal
answering machine.
Holy shit. Jesus.
I'm
never gonna consume alcohol again. Ever. No, Jerm, I'm never drinking again.
I can't look at myself in the mirror.
And I have to know what's going on with myself.
I don't know what's going on with myself.
No, see, the thing is,
Casey's water broke. I gotta go.
Oh my god. This is crazy. See ya. Jerm. Bedlam is what I would say in a word.
Bedlam.
Bedlam. Definitely. Bedlam. We have a few minutes left in the show, Jerm. What do you think? What do you think of this last segment? What did it tell you about yourself?
It told me that...
Let me tell you what it says about you. You know nothing about music.
Okay.
And drugs are very fun.
Yes.
Drugs and drinking are awesome.
Yes.
That's what it... So kids, listen up. Experiment... Consume, sip, and pop, and inject, and do every goddamn thing because it's awesome. Right, Jerm?
Absolutely.
You're gonna tell your kids that, because you know, it did take me a while to realize this. This is advice you need to pass on. What?
I don't even remember what you just said, so it doesn't really matter.
Wake your kids up. Tell them to start doing drugs.
Absolutely. All right.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Jerome, I'm not. Despite what you want me to do, I'm not doing it.
I apologize.
I'm not doing it yet.
I apologize.
No, the end of the show isn't yet. Do you realize what time it is? It's 10:58. The show goes until 11.
I apologize.
Copyright. Jerome Freak, 2008.
2007, but whatever.
You know what? You're getting a little testy here. Are you nervous at all? Is anything bothering you? Anything eating away at you?
No.
Weighing on your mind a little bit?
Eating away at you? What about you?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. No, I'm talking about the lunch I had. I had a really spicy fucking chicken sandwich, and it is going to run through me.
All right.
We have a caller here. 316-768-4472. You're on the DJ Newstyle Show with a very confused and anxious to end the show, Germ Freak. Who's this? Nope. No, they hung up, Germ. They don't want to talk to you.
I heard him hanging up before they even picked up.
You heard him hanging up?
Well, I heard him hang up before you picked up.
Really? It's amazing, Germ. Would you rather get teabagged or teabag someone? Right away. This is how we end the show.
I don't know what teabagging is, to be honest with you.
If you had to choose, you have to either teabag another dude or get teabagged by another dude.
Could you tell me what teabagging is? I don't know what teabagging
is. You have to agree before you know what it is. You have to choose. Pick one.
I guess I'd rather have somebody teabag me, but I don't even know what the hell it means.
Okay, that's the end of the show, everybody. Thank you very much for tuning in. Are you sure you want to know what teabagging is, Jerome?
What is it?
Oh, I can't. We're out of time. Oh my god. It's when a guy puts his balls in your mouth. And you'd rather have that done. Very good. You're listening to the end of the DJ Newstyle show. Thank you for tuning in on Pout Talk, Hear Us Talk, and the associated podcasts. Germ, God bless. I hope you hope your dream of being teabagged by another dude is soon realized. Do you have anything to say to us?
Good night.
Good night, indeed.
Gentlemen.